we stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He.
Welcome, everybody. You may have a seat, and we will have our announcements. Starting with this first one, Ernie, sorry, I forgot to give you the notes. Youth will be canceled this week due to awards night at the high school, as well as some other conflicting adventures. So no youth this week.
Good morning. Thank you, Thea.
Yeah, sorry.
Good morning. Roland, okay. These are the announcements for October 29th. If you'd like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through the e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Nursery infant to 3 years old, Ark Sunday School will not be running this morning as our teacher is unwell. But there are coloring pages and crayons that you can pick up before the service. Of course, there's no youth group this Wednesday, so. And of our home groups, all four of our home groups have started for the fall, our ladies group, men's group, and the Book of Revelation and Alpha. The men's group is not running this week either on Tuesday night. For more information, check out the church's webpage. Next Sunday, November 5th, daylight saving time ends. So you have to move your clocks back 1 hour. And there is a book table in the foyer for free books. And at the end of the service, if you want prayer, there will be people stationed at the back of the church to pray with you. Thank you.
Where I run, the fountain I drink from.
Let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. You are good. Thank you.
Lord, may your name be hallowed here and beyond, that you are the name that we proclaim in love and honor. We just love you, Jesus, and thank you for this place and time. Amen. Before you sit down, feel free to greet each other. Kids, you're welcome to grab crayons. There is no Sunday school reminder. I'm on it. There is nursery, though.
Like
Come from.
Everybody. Is that your water for today?
Yeah, that's right.
Don't try, please don't try.
I think there may be milk on the floor after that.
That's something my son.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Look at this. Where did this come from? Adds a plastic straw. Aren't these outlawed? You probably don't know. When I was in seminary, I worked for Dairyland one summer in the cheese factory, and we could drink all the milk we wanted. I grew up on the farm, and I had all the milk I wanted. I'm lactose intolerant. But I love chocolate milk, and so I could drink as much as I could. So I tried that 2 days. And became so violently sick, I've never drank chocolate milk since. So, here we go. This morning, in our prayers, we're going to use Ephesians. Oh, one other thought. Does anybody know who put this here? Chris, you could look on the camera and probably see who did that. Just saying, in the future, Ephesians 3 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, Ephesians 3, 14 to 17, Paul writes, "When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he'll empower you with inner strength through the Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Let us come in the same attitude of complete surrender to God, falling to our knees, completely opening our hearts in trust to Christ, that he may be at home with us through his Spirit. In adoration, express your love and commitment to our strong and glorious God." Confession, Ephesians 4, 17 to 24. "Live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they're hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives. This isn't what you learned about Christ. Throw off your old sinful nature, your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Let us come and ask the Spirit to renew our hearts and minds. We're constantly being pulled to our old nature, bombarded by the confused and corrupted way of the world. Let us confess our sins so that we can put on the new nature of righteousness and holiness that God gives." Thanksgiving, Paul writes in Ephesians 1, 6 to 11. "So we praise God for his glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of Jesus and forgave our sins. He has showed his kindness to us along with all wisdom and understanding. Furthermore, because we're united with Christ, we've received an inheritance from God. He chose us in advance and makes everything work out according to his plan. Let us be thankful for the ways in which God has richly showed his kindness to us this week. We can completely rest in the kindness of God and in faith trust that he'll work out everything in our lives. Supplication, Ephesians 6, 10, 12, 19. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so you'll be able to stand against all the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against the evil spirits in the heavenly places. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. We're called to be a people of prayer. This is how we fight in the spiritual world for ourselves and behalf of others. Let us bring a request before our God who listens and longs to be our deliverer. We pray for Corinne and Isaac, Cynthia and Jill, Gloria and Jerry, Rowena's family, Tammy's family, Connie and Jim, Lou's health, for James and Kelly and their family, for Dawn and Thea and their family, for places around the world, and it's hard now not to look around the world and again see such brokenness, for Gaza, for Israel, Namibia, Nepal, Sudan, Iran, Ukraine, for Canada and the United States, God, we pray for healing in our country. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are completely out of our control, the things that there's no way to manage. To you, our great and wonderful God, we give all these things to you. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning.
Then Jesus told this story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and scorned everyone else. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, cheaters, sinners, adulterers. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed instead. He beat his chest in sorrow, saying, O God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you this, sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Amen.